Tomorrow is primary day in Philadelphia, and dozens of candidates for city council, row offices, and judgeships will be seeking the attention of distracted voters. And to get that attention, they'll pay thousands of dollars to ward leaders and political consultants who promise to get their names on the sample ballots handed out at the polling places. Those payments are known in ward politics as street money, and it can make the difference between winning and losing. But a new wave of progressive activists is competing for voters' attention this time, hoping to create a seismic shift in city politics. WHYY's Dave Davies has the story.
It's the Friday before Election Day, and in a tradition decades old, Philadelphia Democratic ward leaders are lined up at the party headquarters in the Robert A. Brady Building. Each will get a check for between $2,000 and $4,000 to cover Election Day field operations in their wards. Most ward leaders will go directly to the bank and convert the checks into cash, street money. How much goes out this way?
$400,000.
That's party chairman Bob Brady, a former congressman, and yes, the guy the building is named after.
I'm not telling you how much each ward gets. You have to ask them that.
There's a formula for that, $200 for each precinct in the ward, provided the ward organization supports the party's endorsed candidates. Where does the party get all that money?
Candidates that are endorsed candidates, they give us, make a donation toward us, you know, an assessment, and we pass it out.
It's not cheap. A citywide candidate is expected to pay the party more than $30,000 to be on the ballots of all its 69 ward leaders. What does that money go for? For printing sample ballots, transportation, meals, and modest payments to those who spend a long day at the polls. But the money the candidates pay to the party is just the beginning. Many ward leaders or groups of ward leaders may decide not to push you in their wards unless there's another payment, $1,000 or more per ward. And there are independent consultants who will promise to put field workers for you in a dozen wards or more for a price. It's a strange marketplace where candidates can get separated from their money in a hurry, sometimes without much to show for it. Veteran Roxborough ward leader Lou Ager says there's a reason it happens.
Well, a lot of these candidates are all in. They've cashed in their IRA. They've taken a mortgage out. So there's a lot of insecurity. And when candidates have insecurity, these operatives see opportunity.
It can be a pretty cynical exercise. But this year, there's a new kind of player in the game. Reclaim Philadelphia is a group that grew out of the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign, whose ranks swelled after President Donald Trump's election. Over the past 2 years, Reclaim has played a role in winning elections. District Attorney Larry Krasner, State Representative Elizabeth Fiedler, and others. So hundreds showed up at this meeting in February, including a couple dozen candidates for city office who were there courting the group's support, something organizer Amanda McElmurray noted in her remarks.
They're here because of the power that we built in this room, right? Like, a few years ago, we had to beg candidates to come to show up at our meetings, and we had to ask them to come speak to us. Now, all of these candidates have showed up without me even asking them. So I think that, like, speaks to where we're at today.
In this election, Reclaim is partnering with another progressive group, the 215 People's Alliance. They've endorsed candidates the Democratic Party hasn't, such as immigrant rights activist Erica Almiron and first-time candidate Justin de Baradinas. And get this, those candidates are paying the progressive groups thousands of dollars for the help of their field organizations, just like the other candidates are paying street money to Democratic ward leaders. Those investing in the progressive groups think they'll get real value because the troops have their hearts in the mission. It's not just a paycheck. And because many are doing targeted door-to-door canvassing before the election, not just handing out literature at the polls. So how big a deal is this?
Tuesday's Democratic primary in Philadelphia will tell us where the political power of the city lies.
Joe Corrigan is a Democratic consultant who works with progressive groups.
Does it lie in the ward system of the Democratic City Committee, or does it lie within a new generation of supervoting Democrats that are primarily women who have been roused into action by the election of Donald Trump?
Other groups active in the election include Millennials in Action, which focuses on turnout among African-American millennials, Neighborhood Networks, active for years in Northwest Philadelphia, and others. Back at Democratic City Committee, Chairman Brady, standing in an office swarming with the party's endorsed candidates, was asked if he thinks progressive groups could change the city's politics Tuesday.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yep.
Nope.
Why not?
Because we're too strong. Uh-huh. We do the right thing. We do it right. And they're here. They're not in reclaim right now, all these candidates. And I think that we will prevail without question. We always do.
Polls open at 7 tomorrow morning. Dave Davies, WHYY News.